The finances. Our financial strategy sets the direction for the Council's finances for the next 10 years and beyond. We have some challenges ahead as we play catch-up, while also restoring our reserves, our savings. We have had to use our reserves over the last few years to bring in the new waste and recycling service, deal with the impacts of COVID-19, and to meet the increase in general costs. At the same time, we haven't been saving enough for future replacements. Depreciation. To keep rates affordable, while also working towards achieving a balanced budget, income and expenditure balance, will require us to fund asset renewals through loans over this LTP. This is to address the shortfalls we face because we haven't set aside enough funding for renewals over the years. At the same time, renewals are now costing more than what we forecast, meaning if we had put enough money aside, we would still have a shortfall, although not as much as we have now. Depreciation. Depreciation is money that we take out of our operating budget and put aside for when we need to replace assets. The amount of money we budget for this is based on the value of each of our assets and how much longer the asset will last. Depreciation costs start as soon as you buy or build something and continue over the life of the asset. Depreciation costs change if the value of an asset changes. Our assets are valued every 3 years, with some valued annually. Ideally, the full cost of depreciation would be covered by our income. However, even then, the cost of replacements or building, when you actually need to do the work, is often more than what has been set aside, and that's when shortfalls happen. The amount of money set aside for depreciation decides how big or small the shortfall ends up being. Over the years, we have set aside about 70% of what the depreciation cost actually is, so that we could keep the rates low, but this has meant that when we've come to replace an asset or build something that's needed, our shortfall has been substantial. Our valuations have also increased, meaning we need to put away more in the depreciation account for when our current assets need replacing. What does this all mean? When it comes time to build or replace an asset, Council must decide whether or not to proceed. The replacements that are now due have all been considered, and some have been included in this 10-year plan. We have had to make some tough calls about what is in and what is out. Part of the problem is that replacements have been delayed, and we have a lot due at once. We want to do more than we have before to reduce this bubble of work and avoid getting into this situation again. To fund this, we are proposing to loan fund our shortfall and our depreciation costs in the first few years of our plan. Then we will increase the money we put aside for depreciation from rates in the second part of our plan. This contributes to the rates increases we are proposing in the second 5 years of our plan. At the end of our 10-year plan, we will be fully funding depreciation, which will be $63.6 million. Balanced budget. Our approach of keeping rates increases low has had an impact on our finances. It means we have not built up enough income over the years, and we have delayed work on our assets, as well as not putting enough money away for replacements needed. We haven't used loans in the same way other councils have, which is a way of spreading the cost of capital work over time, just like taking out a mortgage on a house. It is all catching up on us now. We are resetting our financial strategy so that we can still achieve what is needed for our city while we are also borrowing within our means. We are still very committed to keeping our rates affordable, and even with our proposed rates increases over the next 10 years, we will still enjoy some of the lowest rates in the country. We don't think it is reasonable to increase the rates in one big hit, so we are proposing to increase them gradually over the next 10 years by taking out loans. This means we will achieve a balanced budget in 2031, We believe this is the best fiscal, that is financial, and sustainable outcome for our community. Balanced budget benchmark. There's a graph here to demonstrate this. The graph shows the income versus expenditure over the 10-year period and demonstrates those years when our expenditure will be more than our income, but that we will catch up by 2031. We will need to borrow to cover when our expenditure is more than our income. So starting off in 2021-22, the revenue operating expenditure by way of percentage is at 90%, and it remains just about at that level all the way through to 2028-29, when it reaches 90%. In 29-30, it reaches 100%, and then 2030-31, it goes above 100%, meaning that revenue is greater than expenditure. Rates and rates limits. We have increased our rates cap to 8% in year one and 6.5% plus LGCI, Local Government Consumer Index, and inflation tool for the rest of our 10-year plan, so we can maintain our levels of service and deliver on the key priorities of our plan. Here is a table showing how the rates and LGCI are forecast over the next 10 years. Firstly, 2021-22, rates limit 8%. From there on until 2030 to 2031, the rates limit is at 6.5%. Next, the LGCI. In 2021-22, as a percent, it is 0. 22-23, 3.6%. 23-24, 2.9%. 24-25, 2.5%. 25-26, 2.5%. 26-27, 2.5%. 27-28, 2.5%. 28-29, 2.6%. 29-30, 2.7%. And 20-30, 31, 2.7. Next, growth in rating base. 2021-22, 0.3%. 22-23, 0.3%, and it is the same figure, 0.3, all the way through to 2030-31. Next, total rates limit. 21-22, 8.3%. 22-23, 10.4%. 23-24, 9.7%. 24-25, 9.3%. 25-26, 9.3%. 26-27, 9.3%. 27-28, 9.3%. 28-29, 9.4%. 29-30, 9.5%. And 20-30-31, 9.5%. Rates increase to existing ratepayers. 21-22, 8%. 22-23, 7%. 23-24, 7%. 24-25, 7%. 25-26, 9%. 26-27, 9%. 27-28, 9%. 28-29, 9%. 29-30, 9%. 20-30-31, 8%. Note, rates limit excludes water by meter, rates remissions, and rates penalties. Financial and development contributions. When commercial and residential buildings are developed in areas that require additional infrastructure, for example, water connections, we charge the developer a fee that contributes towards the cost of us providing the infrastructure needed. We are currently reviewing these fees and how they are applied. Please go to sayitnapier.nz to give feedback on this policy. Debt and debt limits. we have raised the limit for the amount of debt we can carry in comparison to the amount of income we will receive. We need to ensure we are able to pay our loans, so we have to set our limit to 230%. The limit is set higher than we have forecast because we need to have some leeway to increase our debt if our plan needs to change, and we have expenditure that we haven't anticipated. Another measure of debt is the proportion of what we pay in annual interest compared with our annual income. We joined the LGFA, Local Government Finance Agency, last year. This is a collective of councils who band together to get good loan deals. This means the interest we pay will remain low, making borrowing money very affordable. Because of the increase in proposed capital expenditure, and because we want to smooth rates increases for people, our overall debt will significantly increase. Debt to income. There's a graph. What does the graph show? There is a line that's the limit we have set so that we don't borrow more than we can pay off. The bars show what percent our debt is versus our income. So the line bar is set at 230%. In 2021-22, the net external debt total income percentage is 50%. In 2022-23, it is 65%. 2023-24, it's about 90%. 2024-25, it's 140%. 2025-26, it's 160%. 2026-27, it's the same, 160%. 2027-28, it is 170%. 2028-29, it is 160%. 2029-2030, it's 155%. And 2030-2031, it is just under 150%. Capital projects. We are investing significantly to replace assets and create new assets that respond to our growth projections and increasing quality standards. Just under half, that's $404 million, of our total capital spend will be on Three Waters infrastructure. What's driving the capital project spending? We are spending $358 million on existing asset replacement, $307 million to meet increasing service standards, and $160 million to respond to growth. So renewals amount to $358,143,303. Level of service, $306,609,312. Growth, $159,686,402. Total, $824,439,017. Capital projects are funded from loans by 58%. Our reserves, savings, 37%, and some government subsidies, for example, roading funding at 5%. Loan rates, $474,454,894. Reserves, $308,451,481. Subsidy, $41,532,642. Total, $824,439,017. Renewal expenditure, LTP, 2018 to 2028 versus LTP 2021 to 2031. Renewal LTP 2018 to 2028 hovered around the $20 million mark. Renewal LTP 2021 to 2031 starts off in 2021 to 2022 at approximately $25 million. 2022-23, the same figure. 23-24, around $24 million. 2024-25, the figure jumps to $62 million. 2025-26, it drops to $42 million. 2026-27, to just under $40 million. 2027-28, it is just over $20 million. 2028-29, it is a touch higher than $20 million. 2029-2030, the same figure. And 2030-2031, it's around $25 million. Net interest to total income. We will remain well below our limit of 10%. Net interest as a percentage of rates income in the year 2021-22, the percentage is in the region of 0.5%. In 2022-23, it's in the region of 0.6%. 23-24, it's close to 1%. 24-25, it's in the region of 1.5%. 2025-26, it's a shade under 2%. 2026-27, it's a shade over 2%. 27-28, it's 3%. 28-29, it's 3.5%. 29-30, it's the same, 3.5%. And 2030-31, it's a shade under 3.5%. External borrowings. There's a graph showing our borrowings over the next 10 years, with our highest level being $320 million in 2028-29. For 2021-22, the figure is in the region of $80 million. 22-23, it's just over $100 million. 23-24, it's just under $150 million. 24-25, it's just over $200 million. 25-26, it's just under $300 million. 26-27, it is $300 million. 27-28, the figure is just over $300 million. In 28-29, it's $320 million. In 2030-31, it's back down to just over $300 million. Examples of proposed rates for 2021-22. Examples of the impact of rating proposals for 2021-22. This is how the proposed rates increase would work in the different property categories. Differential category. Firstly, residential. Average value and land value increase. Land value $299,500. Capital value $638,300. Rates 2020-21, $2,379. Rates 21-22, $2,477. Change in dollars 98. Weekly change in dollars, $1.89. Change percentage, 4.1%. Next, under residential, average value, above average LV movement. Land value, $310,000. Capital value, $640,000. Rates, 2020 to 21, $2,422. Rates 21-22, $2,567. Change in dollars, $144. Weekly change in dollars, 2.78. Change percentage, 6%. Next, low-value residential. Land value, 128,000. Capital value, 425,000. Rates 2020-21, 1,489. Rates 21-22, 1,846. Change in dollars, 357. Weekly change in dollars, 6.86. Change percentage-wise, 24%. Next, Parklands Residential. Land value, $320,000. Capital value, $840,000. Rates 2020-21, 2,540. Rates 21-22, 2,602. Change in dollars, 62. Weekly change in dollars, $1.19. Change in percentage, 2.4%. Next up, Te Awa Residential. Land value, 290,000. Capital value, 740,000. Rates 2020-21, 2,511. Rates 21-22, 2,474. Change in dollars, minus 37. Weekly change in dollars, minus 0.7. Change percentage-wise, minus 1.5%. Next, Bayview Residential. Land value, 284,200. Capital value, 614,300. Rates, 2020-21, 1,964. Rates, 21-22, 2,248. Change in dollars, 283. Weekly change in dollars, $5.45. Change in terms of percentage, 14.4%. Next up, ex-rural residential, that's City Fringe. Land value, 668,600. Capital value, 1,389,800. Rates 2020-21, 2,811. Rates 21-22, 3,375. Change in dollars, 564. Weekly change in dollars, $10.85. Change in percentage, 20.1%. Next, commercial industrial. Other commercial average. Land value, 553,900. Capital value, 1,148,300. Rates 2020-21, 5,990. Rates 21-22, 7,375. Change in dollars, 1,385. Weekly change in dollars, $26.64. Change in percentage, 23.1%. Next one, CBD average. Land value, 867,900. Capital value, 2,368,800. Rates in 2020-21, 11,658. Rates 21-22, 13,281. Change in dollars, 1,623. Weekly change in dollars, $31.20. Change in percentage, 13.9%. Next up, industrial average. Land value, 1,069,700. Capital value, 1,777,800. Rates 2020-21, 9,566. 21-22, 11,976. Change in dollars, 2,410. Weekly change in dollars, $46.34. Change in percentage, 25.2%. Next, Bayview average commercial. Land value, 473,500. Capital value, 855,500. Rates 2020-21, 1,931. Rates 21-22, 3,585. Change in dollars, 1,654. Weekly change in dollars, $31.81. Change as a percentage, 85.7%. Next, rural average commercial. Land value, 457,200. Capital value, 1,610,600. Rates 2020-21, 1,527. Rates 21-22, 2,523. Change in dollars, 995. Weekly change in dollars, $19.14. Change as a percentage, 65.2%. Next category, rural. Average rural. Land value, 1,832,800. Capital value, 2,320,400. Rates 2020-21, 4,392. Rates 21-22, 4,946. Change in dollars, 555. Weekly change in dollars, $10.67. Change as a percentage, 12.6%. Next category, rural residential. Firstly, Bayview average. Land value, 375,400. Capital value, 782,700. Rates, 2020-21, 1,853. Rates, 21-22, 2,076. A change in dollars of 223. Weekly change in dollars, $4.30. Change percentage-wise, 12.1%. Next up, other rural residential in stormwater area. Land value, 457,500. Capital value, 875,900. Rates 2020-21, 1,620. Rates 21-22, 1,933. Change in dollars, 313. Weekly change in dollars, $6.02. And that's a change in percentage of 19.3%. And finally, other rural residential outside stormwater area. Land value, 457,500. Capital value, 875,900. Rates, 2020-21, 1,620. Rates 21-22, 1,733. That's a change of $113, which amounts to a weekly change in dollars of $2.18, and that's a change in percentage of 7%. The three-yearly revaluation for the city for rating purposes was undertaken in 2020, and those new valuations apply as the basis for setting the rates for 21-22. The rating example should be read having regard to the following. Council's total rates revenue for 21-22, excluding rate penalties and water by meter charges, will increase by 8.3%, which is an average increase of 8% for existing properties after an allowance of 0.3% is made for new properties added since last year. Council has recently consulted on changes to differential categories and differential factors. The changes are proposed to be phased in over 3 years, and this results in impacts, in particular on properties previously rated in the rural and Bayview categories. As property values directly affect the level of general and targeted rates charged on either land or capital value, changes in property value above and below the average movements across the city will mean that the rate increase properties will be greater or less than the proposed 8% overall increase for individual properties. All figures in this document are inflated against Burl LGCI forecasts, advisement of valuation impacts to commercial ratepayers.